Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Diana Richardson's Slow Sex, which, honestly, I went into thinking I knew what it was about, and I was totally wrong. So Sophie, what was your first reaction when you read this?
Hey, yeah, my first thought was, wait, is this just a book about taking things slow?
But it's so much more than that.
Richardson is basically saying the whole way we think about sex as a performance with goals and metrics is actually the thing making us miserable.
Right, exactly. I mean, she calls that goal-oriented sex, and it's the script we all follow. Foreplay leads to intercourse, which leads to orgasm. And we're constantly checking in, like, am I doing this right? It sounds exhausting when you put it that way.
It is exhausting. And she says that mental chatter pulls us out of our bodies and into our heads. We become spectators of our own experience, judging ourselves instead of actually feeling anything. That really hit me.
Yeah. And I think the part that got me was how she talks about the pressure on men and women differently. For men, it's anxiety about erections and ejaculation. For women, it's feeling like an object or feeling inadequate if they don't orgasm. It's like nobody's actually enjoying themselves.
Totally. So her solution is radical. Take penetration off the table as the main event. She says to slow down on purpose, like an act of defiance. When you slow down, your nervous system shifts from fight or flight to rest and digest, and that's when real connection can happen.
And she's not just saying be more leisurely. She's saying approach intimacy like meditation. You're not trying to get something from your partner. You're trying to be with them. The first step is letting go of the expectation of orgasm.
Which is terrifying to a lot of people, I think. I know I felt that resistance when I first read it. But she argues that attachment to outcome blocks the deepest pleasure. When you release that, the body becomes a landscape to explore, not a machine to produce a result.
Right. And she introduces this concept of whole body sexuality. The skin becomes the primary organ of pleasure, not just the genitals. A slow caress of the arm isn't foreplay anymore. It's a complete act of love in itself.
She even gives a specific practice. Couples lie facing each other, breathe together, soften their gaze, and then touch very slowly and lightly. Not to stimulate, but to communicate presence. One partner might trace the other's face or place a hand on their heart.
And the receiver isn't passive. They're supposed to feel and breathe into the touch. The goal isn't to make the other person feel good in a titillating way. It's to let them know you're there, that you're present.
There's also this interesting framework she uses about masculine and feminine sexual energy. She's careful to say it's not rigidly tied to gender, but masculine energy is goal-oriented and focused, while feminine is receptive and surrendering.
And in goal-oriented sex, the masculine dominates. In slow sex, you balance them. The masculine partner learns to slow down and offer presence instead of performance. The feminine partner is invited to fully open and trust.
She says that when these energies are in balance, sex becomes a dance of giving and receiving, penetration and surrender. It's not about role-playing. It's about honoring the polarity that creates connection.
One of the most practical things for me was how she applies this to common problems. Premature ejaculation, for example. She says it's often from being in a constant state of high arousal and tension. By slowing down and staying present, you learn to contain energy rather than discharge it.
And for women, the pressure to get there is lifted. She says many women discover a deeper, more pervasive pleasure that isn't dependent on a localized orgasm. It's about waves of ecstasy and emotional fulfillment.
This is all really hard to integrate, though. She acknowledges that. The ego loves to perform and be praised. The mind gets bored and says, this is too slow. Let's get to the real thing. She says to be patient and compassionate.
Even 10 minutes of conscious breathing and touching can be healing. She suggests setting aside unhurried time, maybe lighting a candle, turning off distractions, and approaching it with play and curiosity, not as a chore.
The ultimate takeaway for me is that the destination of slow sex isn't a better orgasm. It's a deeper, more authentic connection with your partner. It's realizing that intimacy isn't something you have, but a state you enter.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So really, this book is an invitation to stop trying to get somewhere else and to finally arrive in the arms of the one you love. We'll see you in the next one.